December is traditionally a season of giving, but you may not realize just how important that giving is for some nonprofits. Many, especially the smaller charities, spend these last few weeks of the year generating a high percentage of their annual budgets. The current economic downturn makes this a tough fundraising environment. But as we'll hear next, some U.S. nonprofits are getting creative to inspire contributions from donors. In Moscow, Idaho this month, 27 small nonprofits banded together for a joint fundraiser.
Hello, are you here for the Alternative Giving Market?
They took over a large art gallery for one evening and rechristened it the Alternative Giving Market of the Palouse.
And we came up with the kind of a motto of shop local, buy local, give local.
Co-founder Diane Daly-Larson says the one-stop shop included charities dedicated to the arts, the environment, human services, youth, and international relief. Patrons could make a donation in someone's name instead of buying them a more traditional gift. Fellow organizer Mary Silvernail Shook notes that many nonprofits, especially small ones, are struggling in the current economy.
Foundations are cutting back, people are cutting back, and the nonprofits still have increasing services. And this just seems like such a win-win. We can serve a lot of nonprofits at very little cost because everything is donated or volunteer-run.
Volunteer Ginger Rankin ran the booth for Orphan Acres Horse Rescue Farm.
Okay, you can buy a salt block for $7, and we use two or three each month. You can have a worming medication, and each horse...
With 27 charities competing for donors' attention here, no single one went home with a windfall. Rankin was pleased with the format just the same.
So many people say, I didn't know we had a horse rescue. And then it gets them to think about, you know, what we're doing and what they can do, and then it helps the horses, and it's a fun evening.
Just days before this market, a University of Idaho sorority organized a different type of creative fundraiser. Pi Beta Phi held a speed reading contest to raise money for the literacy charity First Book. Teams competed to see who could read a Dr. Seuss story out loud, cover to cover, the fastest, as demonstrated here.
All of the things you can think of, the Peter Pressman crosses the ice once a day and the Saturdays twice.
Think you can think of that you wish, think as a race on a horse and a ball with a fish. Think of a light of a bright. Then
organizer Samantha Fritz says the playful fundraiser raised money through entry fees. She judged it a big success.
Everyone on the Greek community was really excited about it, even as a first year philanthropy. And so I think we'll be able to successfully bring it back year after year.
Fritz says lingering effects of the Great Recession are less apparent in charity events sponsored by sororities and fraternities. By contrast, the sputtering economy weighs heavily on the fundraising of many international aid organizations. Now, there is an app for that. Washington State-based World Vision is preparing to introduce a smartphone app that connects potential donors with its aid projects around the world. Portland, Oregon-based Mercy Corps just trotted out an interactive Facebook app. It's dubbed the Gift-O-Matic.
It basically is an app that will prescribe Mercy Corps gifts for your loved ones based on issues that they're passionate about.
Megan Zobel Holmes is an online marketing officer at Mercy Corps. For someone interested in education, she says the Gift-O-Matic might suggest a donation to teach a woman to read or outfit a classroom. Someone who likes animals might be pleased to know a poor rural family received a milking cow in their name.
We're looking for a way to engage our Facebook audience and kind of get them thinking about Mercy Corps gifts without just constantly telling them about Mercy Corps gifts.
Zobel Holmes says social media channels are not very conducive to direct pleas for money. She says creativity is a crucial ingredient to successful fundraising in this arena and in this economy. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi near Seattle.